On the southeast coast of Georgia, you can find the place where these brothers encountered one of their most trying times. However, those challenges helped them encounter God and lead a reform movement that is still witnessed today. Their story is this edition of The American Countryside.
It's time to give back to your roots and make this your best growing season with Radiate. Radiate's patented formulation of plant growth regulators help develop longer, stronger, healthier roots to improve nutrient uptake. And now, when you give back to your roots, you give back to FFA. Nutrient Ag Solutions and Radiate are proud to support national FFA alumni and supporters chapter grant programs across the country. Ask your Nutrient Ag Solutions crop consultant about Radiate or go online to RadiateRoots.com for more details. Always read and follow label directions. Check registration in your state.
I'm Andrew McRae, your host for Farming the Countryside. We're talking about issues, tips, and trends affecting rural and agricultural America.
Then it was a burden on the local office. Essentially, you just have Arc County right now, or PLC.
On each show, I talk with guests who provide the latest info on important topics and the challenges and successes on their own operations.
We had an open house and invited the entire community. It was a huge event. We had about 750 people show up.
The Farming the Countryside podcast is brought to you by Nutrien Ag Solutions, the world's largest provider of crop inputs and services.
St. Simon's Island is a beautiful stretch of coast along the southeastern shore of Georgia. It is also a place where John Wesley, founder of the Methodist Church, came to America.
John Wesley came over with General James Oglethorpe at Oglethorpe's request, and he persuaded his younger brother, Charles, who was 4 years younger, to come with him. John Wesley was supposed to be taking over the preacher's job in Savannah.
Judy Fergus shares the story from the Methodist Museum on the island. It was actually a mostly unhappy time for the Wesley brothers. Charles had endured a legal struggle after false charges were brought against him, and John saw the love of his life choose to marry another man.
We feel like this unhappy experiences that they had down here in Georgia caused them to question their own beliefs and to question what they were meant to do and how they could best serve God.
Both men returned to England. Their struggles in America seemed to bring a deeper faith in God, and they began to share that faith with people from all walks of life.
They went to prisons, they went to mines, they went out where the masses were and really started to enliven and warm the existing religion of the time.
The brothers never returned to America, but the experience gave them a new point of view from which to live their lives in faith.
John and Charles were very, very devoted to their mother, and they actually asked their mother, Susanna, if they thought that they should come here to the New World. And she said even if she never saw them again, she would be tremendously proud of them for coming here.
John Wesley never left the Anglican Church, yet is considered the founder of the Methodist Church. The story of how that happened is next time as we travel the countryside. St. Simon's Island, Georgia. I'm Andrew McRae.